This is KUT. For weeks now, hordes of the young and young at heart have been wandering the streets looking for Pokemon. As KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, some have wandered onto private property, raising concerns about what is legal and illegal in the new world of augmented reality.
You've already seen the stories about Pokemon goers having car wrecks and even one case of two players walking off a cliff. But I found the case of two players being shot at in Florida especially interesting. Two teens in the town of Palm Coast were parked in a car in front of a home and had just captured a Tauros and a Marowak. That's when the homeowner came out and shot at their car. The teens weren't hurt, but the car was pierced by bullets. The homeowner claims he was awakened by a noise and felt threatened, which raises some questions about the legal line between actual reality and the augmented kind.
If they were on a public roadway, that's a public space. That's perfectly fine. They can be there. They're not trespassers at that point.
That's Michelle Byington, an attorney with Houston-based Walker & Byington. She says that if that occurred in Texas, even if the two were in the front yard, you can't use deadly force on trespassers.
You can go ask them to leave your property. You can use force, so you can physically try to get them off your property, or as most people would do in this sort of scenario, is call the police and have the police come handle it.
But wait, doesn't the Texas Castle Doctrine allow us to protect our property if we feel threatened? Yes, but it only applies if someone is trying to enter your occupied house, your occupied car, or occupied business. With exceptions, the key provision is that a person is in immediate danger. So Castle Doctrine would not apply to most Pokemon players. But there's a more complicated legal issue that could negatively affect homeowners. Keith Lee is an Alabama attorney and legal blogger at Associates Mine. Since Pokemon Go uses geolocation, players have to move around in the real world to find things in the game. Unbeknownst to you, your cul-de-sac could be home to a ton of Eevees or the very rare hard-to-catch Ditto.
They exist purely in code, right? It's all just a bunch of ones and zeros, and they only manifest by use of particular devices.
But since those ones and zeros bring people into your yard, Lee says it could be equivalent to the attractive nuisance doctrine, which says a homeowner could be held liable for injuries incurred while a trespassing player attempts to capture the Pikachu next to your backyard pergola.
Would I be able to turn around and seek indemnification from Nintendo and Niantic by virtue of, did they create an attractive nuisance on my property? Right? That child would not have come onto my property if there wasn't some virtual monster back there. But I didn't put it there. Why should I be on the hook? Why, you know, I didn't entice the child to come back there. They did.
Nintendo, Niantic, and the Pokemon Company are partnered on the game. As of now, the game is so new, there's nothing on the books to answer some of the new legal questions. What is apparent is the appetite for augmented reality, and applications will likely reach far beyond Pokemon Go. As of Monday, the game had more than 21 million active users. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.